So you know how a lot of therapists might say to a couple who is not having sex as often, or they're having like issues in their relationship and it's affecting their sex life. So a counselor might say to them, you know, up your sex game, do something you never did before, or bring in fantasies, or what's your fantasy, or let's try it. So this woman decided that she was going to up her game for her husband for his birthday and bring in a woman and do a threesome. It's something he always wanted. What?
So you can't.
What? What can't you do?
You can't do that.
Why?
Just do the research. How many couples break up a year after that? 6 months, 3 months, 2 months?
Yeah. No, you're right. Listen, either you're both into it. If you do it for somebody else, that's always going to be in your mind. You'll always think about them having sex with that other person. And it if you're someone like me, like that shit wears on you. You can't let that go. So what's interesting is, so of course, as you just predicted, the situation did go awry, but not in the way that you would think. What happened was, so they brought a third person in and it was a woman. Well, the wife was like going to town on this woman and realized that she was really into it. In fact, she's a lesbian.
See, that's the other hand. That could be it too. Now you got to worry about right. Your wife.
Well, you mean his ex-wife, because she has now left him and she fell in love with another woman, not the woman that they had sex with together, like yet another woman. Mm-hmm. And they are together and they are raising her two children that she had with the guy.
Yeah, you could never, ever do that. Bring another girl in, because you would be all for it. Okay, I love Joe and it's his birthday and I want to do something special. He always wanted this. And the night happens, you enjoyed it. The next day, you're calling that woman that bitch or
right,
every time
yeah.
you talk about it. Well, when you were with that bitch, you did this.
Yeah.
And yeah, you would never get over it.
I'm also lucky I have a boyfriend that's not into that. Like, we've discussed it in the past. Not like, do you want to do it? Should we? Just like, we have friends that have, so we've just discussed how we both feel about it. And he's definitely not into that. That's not his thing. Which, thank God, because you're right. Here's the thing. If he was really into that and I was denying him that, I would feel so terrible and so guilty that he's into something sexual that I can't provide for him and I never will because I'm not into it. Like, that's a problem. So I'm really happy that he's not into it, because that way I don't have to feel guilty about, like, you know, and then I don't have to worry about having to call her that bitch for the rest of her life.
Yeah, and I think he is into it. He just doesn't want you there.
He's into it, just not with me.
Yeah, you ruin it. The fantasy is not you there. When you put you in the... Because there's no way bringing you into that mix is going to be good. Because A, you're not into girls.
Right.
So you're not going there.
Right.
So you're just going to sit on the edge of the bed bitching the whole time with that look on your face.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if he touches her 3 seconds longer than he touched you... Oh, it's on.
I'm blowing the whole thing up. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
While it's going on.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah, no, you're right about that. And it's funny. I'm the only one of my friends, and I mean the only one. I have some friends that are super conservative, and even they, like, kissed a girl in college or kissed a girl at some point at a party. I never did. Never. And I wasn't against it. Like, everybody was doing it around me. I just wasn't into it. It just wasn't my thing. You know, I'm not going to judge other people. It's just not. Don't judge me. You know, I'm not into it. You're into it. Good for you. Go for it. Just never. I've always been like, if you think of sexuality as like a spectrum where, like, on one side, it's, you know, girls who like girls. On the other side, it's boys who like boys. And in between, you know, is something else. I've always been on. This is why I get along so well with gay men. I have always been on the, like, I'm really into men side, like too into men, like a little bit unhealthy into men. But yeah, I'm the only one of my friends that have never ever had that experience, just not because it wasn't offered to me. I just wasn't interested. It wasn't my thing. So if my boyfriend decides that he wants a threesome, it would have to be with him and two other women.
Never going to hear the end of it.
Right, that's true. I would make it very unenjoyable for him. That's, you know, that's the bigger thing. It's like, you know, the anticipation that you think another girl is coming in. I would make it so miserable for him that he would never even want to have sex with me ever again. Like, he'd just be like, I've lost all interest in sex now.
Yeah, if the girl had a little stink or... So you would name her that for the rest of her life in your head when you fought and... I can just imagine.
Oh, fine. Where are you going? You're going to go call broccoli? Is that where you're going?
A walkout. I know where you're going. I watched you.
You go to broccoli's house.
I don't even know where broccoli went. I bet you have her on speed dial right now. Oh, God, you're never going to live this down. It was my birthday present.
Give me that phone. I'll call that vegetable right now.
It was my birthday present. And for the past 10 years, it's been the worst thing in my life.
That's right.
Yeah, so Joe wants it. Joe will never get it.